It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Welcome to the B-movie breakdown, episode number 78, where we watched Godzilla versus Megalon.
It's a good film.
Jet Jaguar!
Actually, it could have been Jet Jaguar versus Megalon.
No, I believe it's pronounced. How is it pronounced?
Jet Jaguar!
That's more accurate.
It's much more accurate. So, the way things were going in this movie to begin with were absolutely just...
It all makes sense. All the lines connect. It's a very cohesive film.
Jet Jaguar!
It's like the first... But it's like... How long do you think this movie was? Like, an hour and a half?
5 hours?
Not long enough.
So yeah. There was like a 45-minute movie and then another 45-minute movie.
Exactly, which is usually how the monster battles go in these things.
And it climaxed.
Climaxed good.
It climaxed on a tail.
So what year did it come out?
Well, before we get to that...
Oh, that was a good thing to mention, though. I just want to know what movie beat it out for the Oscar that year. That's all I'm asking.
It actually came out in 1970X.
Thank you.
Yeah. It did. 1970X was the year that this came out.
I'm going to get that tattooed on my knuckle.
1970.
Stop getting things tattooed on your knuckle, Nick.
You got so much room.
It came out in 1973.
Oh, so it's...
You mean X.
Yeah.
Yes.
1970 next.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know. That was my train of thought. I was
going
to say
Godzilla
something.
Rules. Let's keep it going.
He does. Well, the B-Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast where you find the humor and enjoyment in low-budget and lesser-known films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, and the what-the-fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed on the prior podcast, so you too can join in on the madness. You can listen to us if you subscribe on iTunes. Do you have iTunes?
No.
No.
I only use iTunes for music and podcasts.
Are we an advertisement for iTunes? Are they paying you? Let's go. Let's get the show moving.
No, they're asking if you have iTunes.
Let's go.
Do you have the internet?
No. Keep it moving. I buy more in the store still.
If you had the internet, you can go to our website, bmbpodcast.com, or if you have like streaming apps like Stitcher.
Or Roku.
Go to Stitcher.
Stitcher is a streaming, it's an app.
Is this an ad for Stitcher? Let's get the show on the road.
Yeah, it's an ad for Stitcher.
What if I have a Roku? Can I get you on Roku?
What's not the kid's name in the movie?
Rokura.
Yeah, Roku. That's where they got the name for the Roku device.
What if I had a Ghidorah?
If you had a Ghidorah?
I'd be fucking awesome. That's what I would be.
Yeah, but where do you just find a Ghidorah? Just like
Planet X.
I prefer my Ryu.
That's where I found mine.
Hey, thank you.
Gotta catch them all.
I have to.
Gotta catch him.
It takes that special technology, the zillion technology. The
zillions.
Zillions. And zillions.
And zillions.
Zillions and the zillions can also reach us on our website and our email, bmbpodcast@gmail.com, or on Twitter at bmbpodcast.
At and Potty Facebook. Mouse.
That's not it.
At Shoots
it's
Dogs.
It's a shout out.
Yeah, at Shoots Dogs.
Tweet at Shoots Dogs.
I'll let you get your plugs in a second.
Okay.
You can plug your...
ad for Twitter? Let's get the show on the
road. Yeah, you can plug yourself away.
That sounds dirty.
And I'm Corey.
I'm Gina.
I'm Ryan.
Jet Jagger!
And we have two special guests with us today.
Special. Emphasize that part.
Special.
Incredible guests, I would prefer.
I think... you've been on the show before a couple times.
I don't know anything about this show. My name is Mr. Tyranno tonight.
Yeah, Mr. Tyranno, you've been on the show a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which movies were discussed when you were on, but...
Neither do I, and I was on them, so hey, what's that
say? Is this an ad for movies? Let's get the show on the road.
No, it's ad for me, Mr. Tyranno. That's why I'm here.
What's your Twitter handle?
Nikki Tyranno.
At Nikki Tyranno on Twitter.
Yep, it's true, it exists. Tweet me.
You can tweet him, at Nikki Tyranno.
Tweet me, Dick.
And who are you, sir?
My name's Alex. Yeah, you can find me at @shootsdogs.com.
Deal with it. Dog shooter.
@shootsdogs.com.
Yep.
What are you chewing on?
Pen cap.
Okay.
Let him do his thing. He's not hurting you.
The pen doesn't even have a cap. It has this...
It's in his mouth.
Yeah, it's a clicker.
It's a clicker pen.
That's okay. They come apart.
Yep.
I work in a promotional product place.
Well, you promote pens? Like, get the show on the road.
Crazy.
Yeah, Bic.com.
At Bic.
Sharpie.org.
.edu.
When you gotta fly, fly American.
Yeah. What's
no.
that?
How else can we make money on this
TWA.
Show?
TWA.
Kill your way. What does that mean?
Nobody's into that.
That's offensive. What is that?
It was an airline.
Jet Jaguar.
Mm-hmm. Jed Jaguar did let the dog out.
He let a lot of things out.
This movie, actually, though, was in 1973. After this one, there was only two more before Godzilla took a 10-year hiatus.
I'm sure this had no connection to that.
Well, after this was Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla.
That's a great film.
It's a top
and
10.
And Terror of Mechagodzilla.
Again.
Great.
Great.
Cinema.
Before this one was Godzilla vs. Gigan.
Gigan rules.
Or
he's kind of trolled this movie.
Godzilla on Monster Island.
Oh,
also good. It's a character.
Boo.
It's a character piece.
Boo.
Come on.
Let me tell you something about Manoa.
Please.
You're thinking of Destroy All Monsters, which is not...
On mine, it's called Monster Island.
Yeah, well, he hangs out with his asexual child.
Well,
he hangs out with a little boy.
He hung out with him before
out
then,
that
either.
Creepy fucking turtle thing.
Yeah, and
just goes, Mee!
What was that? What was
Son
that
of Godzilla, thing? He hangs out with him. Mania.
That's Mania's cool.
Mania's not cool.
He doesn't have a shell. He's not
a
turtle.
Like, he looks like a turtle without a shell.
He's a baby Godzilla who didn't grow full enough.
Why didn't he ever grow?
I don't know. Don't, right. you, don't
earlier
ask,
we
you
watched,
don't ask dwarves
hey,
that question.
Hey,
that's
earlier we watched
statement.
The film Final Wars.
Yes.
Mania is still goddamn like 3 years old.
It's a different Mania.
It's been 30 years.
It's Mania
Why
grows
is he
up.
Not a Godzilla?
Mania grows up big, but he's just a bigger Mania.
Why is he not a
the
Godzilla?
The one you were thinking of, Alex, is actually All Monsters. Attack
yeah,
or Godzilla's Revenge, which is that one has Mania, Gabbara. All it's a not it's
either
the
or.
One. It's the, like one of the worst ones.
Gabba,
Monster
Gabba.
Island has Igarus, Gigan, and King Ghidorah.
Mm. Oh,
and Gigan. Did I say Gigan?
You said two Gigans.
Gigan
times two.
2x Gigan. 1970x.
1970x.
What
Gigan
a good year.
X.
Can I live in that year?
Yeah, I the movie.
I
takes
just want.
Are you talking about the year where everything on every city in the world got destroyed? Was a good year.
Yes.
Come on, get your head in game, Nick.
That's right.
Well,
we can only go up.
The movie took place in the year 1970X.
Wish I was a mutant.
And in it, Monster Island was getting fucked up. In the beginning of the movie, Monster Island was getting fucked up.
Oh.
Yeah, because scientists kept doing bullshit.
Yeah.
Fucking
scientists. Why can't they just leave them alone?
They're always lying and getting me pissed.
I wish I had a spokesperson for the science team here.
Wish we had a magnet.
What? How do they
figure out how it works?
How do they work? What is that?
Miracles.
Sounds stupid.
All around us, especially 1970X. Except those miracles were monsters.
If only there were some of those
but
monsters.
But the one true
movie.
Monster in this movie, I feel like...
Is Jet Jaguar.
No.
Yeah,
beyond Jet Jaguar.
Is a little boy with his short shorts?
It's not even the little boy. It was that boat vehicle that the little boy was riding in the very beginning of this movie.
Oh, the dolphin dicks.
The two weird, the ducks.
But it was like three giant fish that made a paddle boat.
And they all had dicks on their faces.
So sometimes my friends celebrate my half birthday, which is in the middle of summer because
nobody's ever done that.
That's happened like three times actually.
Wow.
My main birthday is in December. My half birthday is in the summer. So basically, could you buy me one, please?
I don't know where one would get that.
eBay me this fish creature.
I think the only one
Oriental Trading Company has all kinds of goofy shit.
I would love goofy
shit. And you
need
like a gross of American flags and a dildo duck. Dolphin?
I can take that. I can take that.
Ryan, do you need a dildo duck dolphin boat?
I don't think any household should go without.
Thank you. My household needs one.
Well, I think they had the only one in existence. They destroyed it.
Yeah, it got sucked into a war.
And it did not move. It was stationary that entire time.
Yeah,
how did they save it?
Monsters ever come out?
So basically, we're planning our journey to go get me this fucking thing.
Was that so it was in the middle of that lake? Was that the lake? Or was that
a lake?
It was like
ocean?
A retention pond.
It was
or
not
like
an ocean.
Like
it was,
like
it was
like a
dam.
Was it a gulf?
Oh, like
it was
a dam.
It was
like a river.
Whatever that's called.
A river?
Yeah.
It was a river.
Something like that.
And then fissures.
Yeah,
but I will take
happen.
That and I will drive it all over Lake Michigan and I'll have a fucking
scientists
blast.
Dropping bombs.
It doesn't look
places.
Like he was getting very far.
He wasn't.
Though,
he was not moving in any direction.
That's
ahead
fine.
Of
and
so
they
anyway.
Had. Luckily, they had the what was it called? Because it had a name. To get
oh,
him back
yeah.
to shore.
Oh, the life rope gun.
Life rope gun.
They have a grappling
Fire
hook.
He called
rope.
It a life
These
rope gun.
The two gay dad brothers had a grappling hook.
Yes.
Yeah,
they used to save the kid from the whirlpool created by the fissures in the middle of the river.
It was yes. There was the two main human characters are two
humans.
Gay brother
brothers
dads.
Or
who
couple,
are,
I don't know. They have a small child.
I mean, we did know they're brothers, but...
Well, I thought the brother was... The kid was the brother to one of the guys.
Could have been.
And turtlenecks at the same
ambiguous.
Time.
Ambiguous.
They really did not clarify, gay. Even with the translation.
Gay duo.
Yeah, they
ambiguously
were
gay. Their names were Ace and Gary. Brother-father no. figures.
They were Ace and
Gary.
That was the ambiguous gay duo.
I will be your brother-father figure.
No, but the one guy's name was Goro.
Yeah, which is a normal Japanese name. I know many.
And the other characters. I know many Goros. They're just all, they all are just hanging out.
Smith.
They're not all named after Mortal Kombat.
I feel like they frequent the panty vending
machine. Maybe the year wasn't 1970X. Maybe it was 197X.
Okay, tell me how that's different.
That's like a future year. Like, we're just throwing letters.
197X?
If it was a future year, it'd be like 297X.
Yeah, or something.
No,
yeah.
No.
So
no,
just
apparently.
So are we like
0X? So
are we living in like
year.
2014? Is that a future year for you?
No, we're just 2000.
Oh, so 2015? That's a future year.
So like, do we
201V? Is that a future year?
Yes.
For you?
Yes.
That's stupid. This sucks.
Once we run out of numbers, we have to start including
letters.
I
quit the podcast.
Yeah, I'm out.
All right. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Here we go. Inventor named Goro Ibuki.
Okay.
His nephew Roku and their friend Hiroshi Jinkwaba.
Oh, okay, friend. Okay.
Nephew.
Got it.
We quit, Nick. We can't.
Yeah,
talk.
I'm not here. Obviously.
So.
Wait, so who's the brother?
I don't know.
I think your fucking description's wrong.
Well,
but I'm not here, so I can't clarify.
An inventor, his nephew, and their friend. Friend.
Maybe the.
It said brother.
Subtitles are jacked.
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't watching. I was.
It did say brother in words.
And words.
Maybe it meant like brother.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, who knows?
Hey, let me tell you, Jack.
Like
Roku Mania was running wild.
Well, and the main thing in this movie is that when these fissures happen, the doo-doo.
The doo-doo.
When the doo-doo hit the fan, it was
doo-doo.
It was the scientists and like government doing testing in this lake. Not even, like, looking to see. Maybe there might be people swimming in here or in giant fish
boats. It was underground.
No, it was in a bubble. It was in a bubble in the ocean.
No, we're not talking about Zootopia.
We're underground.
I quit again.
We're not at Zootopia.
I don't know why I rejoined.
But the because these tests happened, it angered the people living in the underground world of Zootopia.
The bubble.
Their undersea civilization. And they have been living there for millions and millions of years.
3 million.
3 million
yeah.
years, sorry. And they were very upset, so they decided to unleash their civilization's god.
What is that god called?
Megalon.
Whoa.
Oh, fuck, I was giving him a drum roll, you piece of shit, and you just come move.
He doesn't like drum rolls. Makes him nervous.
I get very scared when drum rolls happen.
Does it remind you of the war?
Yeah.
The war.
The war of 196X.
Oh, shit.
You're
don't
fired.
Smile. Don't be
Corey's
proud of
fired. Corey,
yeah.
Get the fuck out of
Corey
here.
Corey has quit the podcast because I made him.
This is Alex. Welcome to my podcast, B-Movie Breakdown.
Talk about Megalodon. He's a shark. I wasn't in this movie.
So, we were talking about this beforehand because one of the main characters in this movie is Jet Jaguar.
Jet Jaguar!
Jet Jaguar. And Godzilla vs. Megalon was originally planned as a non-Godzilla film, a solo vehicle for Jet Jaguar.
Jet Jaguar!
Well, that was pretty clear.
Which was the result of a contest Toho had for children in the mid to late 70s.
Holy fuck.
The winner of the contest was an elementary school student who submitted the drawing of a robot called Red Aron, which superficially resembled both Ultraman and Mazinger Z.
His name is a better name than fucking Jet Jaguar.
Is anybody surprised by this at all?
Nope.
Yeah.
This is a revelation.
The robot was renamed Jet Jaguar and
because why?
Was set to star in Jet Jaguar versus Megalon.
Jet Jaguar!
After doing some screen tests and storyboards, Toho figured Jet Jaguar would not be able to carry his own film.
Only because it didn't develop him.
Wait,
either in screen appearance
by a 12-year-old.
I like this part. Either in screen appearance or marketing value.
Wow.
So they shut down production during pre-production. Well, they shut down the project during pre-production. Nearly a month later, they decided to add Godzilla and Gigan to the mix.
It was a double hit. The double whammy.
Yeah.
And this to make up for lost production time, the film was shot in 3 weeks.
Oh my god.
Honestly, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed, but that movie was shot in 3 weeks. I'm honestly impressed.
I think they spent 2.5 weeks on the final fight scene. I think the rest was kind of filmed, like, in the director's backyard.
From planning it to finish, it took 6 months total.
Why aren't more movies made that way?
Duh. Just slap shot it together. Slap shit.
Just slap that shit together.
Slap dash.
That's slap dick together.
Slap dicks. Yeah. That's obviously
dolphin
what I meant.
Dildo dick.
That's how you make a lot of movies, just slap dick.
Corey, can you get some order in here?
There's plenty of order.
Apparently they took out a scene from this movie that was roughly like 1 to 2 minutes long of just Gigan and Megalon having a conversation with each other by gestures and body movements.
Which we had.
I
Godzilla.
Thought that happened.
It did.
Well, I think they broke it up and said
we also
just
had Godzilla and Jet Dagar having a conversation by crossing their arms and making fascist hand symbols.
Yeah.
They were very fast.
And we also got taken away from us Jet Jaguar blinding Megalon with his flashlight eyes.
Yeah.
Of all the things we got.
What a great feature.
And I didn't realize this.
Oh no.
And while watching it, this didn't come to me. There's no female characters in this movie.
No.
Obviously.
There was not, because they were all gay.
Though there were women, they were the dancers in
Zootopia.
Yeah,
those weird.
Whoa, I could write a paper on sexism and Megalon versus Godzilla.
I could write a paper with how hard my dick was during that scene.
It was probably very sturdy.
I could have written the paper with my dick.
It was.
Only one page.
Would you chisel it in stone? Because it was that hard. No, you don't.
A lot of dick stuff.
It was as hard as a wet noodle.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's pretty hard, to be honest. This movie, it would definitely felt like a Jet Jaguar movie, but...
Jet Jaguar!
But how many Jet Jaguar movies have you seen?
Zero. One. This one.
Thanks.
Title Jet Jaguar? Zero.
Yeah. Hey, did he ever make another appearance in the Godzilla movie?
No.
That was it?
Yeah.
What?
So where'd he go? Where's
he
that coming back?
He was impressed at the end. He was down. He was down about it.
Yeah, because he didn't have a will to fight.
Spoilers,
I guess.
He disappeared until Chinese Democracy was recorded.
That's severe.
I guess in like the American like trailers for this movie. Because only like four Godzilla movies ever like hit American theaters.
I thought you were going to say only four people saw this movie.
Yeah.
Which is, well, there's five people here right now.
And oddly enough, this is one of the ones that was one of the bigger ones in the States, for what reasons I have no idea.
Because people are sick.
But in the trailers, he was called, Jet Jaguar was called a Robot Man.
That's a better name than Jet Jaguar.
It is, actually. Robot Man. Yep, sure, I get
Robot
that.
Robot Man!
Quite evidently Robot Man.
Robot Man!
At least you know what you're getting when you hear Robot Man. Jet Jaguar, imagine a flying cat.
You better run wherever you can. It's Robot Man.
The theatrical poster for the U.S. has...
I don't know what you are.
Has Godzilla and Megalon. Literally, this is the poster for the U.S.
Show
release.
Me.
Godzilla and Megalon on top of the Twin Towers.
What?
Oh, God. It's a conspiracy.
Freedom!
It's a conspiracy!
It's so good! You have to Google it.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's so good. Giant against giant.
Oh, my God.
The ultimate battle.
The Japanese did 9/11.
Freedom versus terror.
Bizarre. That is bizarre.
Freedom versus terror.
Free
Not
Osama.
Because they were buildings and they were there.
Or the fact that they were never in New York City to begin with.
Hashtag Free Osama.
Free Osama from hell.
Yeah, and Godzilla vs. Megalon was given a high profile primetime NBC network premiere in 1977. With an introduction and bumper segments by John Belushi.
Which we did not watch.
Thanks, Corey.
By John Belushi in a Godzilla suit, also used on Saturday Night Live.
Alright, so play.
Oh, the good Belushi.
Yeah, yes. John Belushi.
Not according to Jim Belushi.
No, John Belushi.
Wow.
So play this for our viewers.
Play it for me right now.
But we can't see it.
They can hear it, though.
It's
can we do that?
Not the same.
Come on, where's the production value, Corey?
It's not there.
I quit.
You quit.
Right, we're done.
You quit quite a few times. But you seem to.
It's only twice.
Back.
Oh, well, I got a bum knee, so I kind of really can't go anywhere. I just kind of got to sit here.
Yeah. So keep doing that. The two brother gay guys friends.
The gay engineer
nephews,
brothers.
Yeah.
Whatever. Their house was very weird.
It was a cube.
Yeah. It was in a cube house with cubes
inside.
All inside of it were cubes.
Modern, very modern art. Very 1970s.
Where the fuck would you build a robot?
Not in a cube house. That's shoved into the
side
of the
mountain. That's why you haven't built a fucking robot.
It's like
robot.
If Frank Lloyd Wright got really, really drunk.
Frank
Lloyd
Wright?
You're an asshole.
Frank Lloyd Wright?
Yeah, Frank Lloyd Wright. Sure.
Frankel.
Keep going.
Frankel.
Talk over it.
Frankel. But yeah, in the beginning of the movie, we're just shown like these. This boy was almost swallowed by the lake.
Because he has bad gay parents.
Well, how do we get back here? We're talking about the house.
Done, yes, yeah,
because right, right before the house. We I forgot
jump
to mention.
Back to the beginning of the movie.
So, like, the kid almost dies.
He comes close to death.
And they just get in the car and save him, and they're just like, boop, boop, ba-doop.
They're going back to their cube house to build a robot.
Everything's fine.
Jet Jaguar.
No yeah. worries that this kid almost died.
He lived, so where's
the robot survived.
They got him with that Fisher.
That kid did
thingy.
Nothing that whole movie. If he died, we'd lose
well,
nothing.
Well, he did do one thing.
He flashed his buns.
He wore short shorts really well.
That you loved. He kept talking about how much he loved those short shorts. And I was like,
Corey
Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, I just wish
shorts.
I had a pair of them.
So do I, but like, you're like, man, they look good. They look good. I wish I had a pair.
Yeah.
Like, if I wore shorts like that, good. My dick would be hanging out the entire time.
That's yeah, true. They just look like good shorts.
They That's look like it. Terrible
no,
shorts.
They weren't. No.
I think we all need to come together and buy.
Well, you got the internet. Google them.
Yeah, we're all just gonna buy a pair.
Look it up on eBay.
We're gonna buy one
white hot pants.
We're gonna buy one pair though, and just
we all
share
different
them.
Sizes. From 1970X.
No.
We're gonna share the same pair.
Type in 1970X hot pants.
Yeah.
See what comes up.
That's good. You know, we can get Zuba pants.
Dude, get those.
And cut them into short shorts.
We
sure.
Oh, no one should ever do that.
Look it up.
That would be good.
Zuba shorts.
That'd be a good look.
Yeah, do
I don't
it.
Need to look it up. We can just do it.
We'd be like hanging out at the gym together, naked, but in our short shorts.
We would be hanging out.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
Lots would be hanging
yeah.
out.
We'd like do some squats.
Yeah.
Get our
brain
get our quads out. Nice and pumped up. Look at them, touch
have
each
that,
other.
Have that dick hanging.
Give it a little tickle, tickle.
Why do you say it so like that? Like have that dick hanging. Like you stopped and like gave like a weird.
He was
like,
trying to find
it's an
way.
Audio podcast. I can't see the gesture I
I'm
did.
I'm describing it.
Thank
you. You gotta find the right
you
words.
You gotta give your audience something that they can visualize. Paint a picture
this
about
is,
your dick.
It's a medium of painting.
I'm hanging
not,
out.
I'm not painting any dicks.
Talk about your Godzilla. Just phrase it in such a way where they understand what you're talking about.
So this Frenchman with curly weird hair.
Yes, they go to their house and all of a sudden are attacked. The second they walk in
by
the
by a Frenchman
yeah.
from underground.
From
yeah.
the Cetopians.
You need to explain that. You can't just jump into Cetopia. It requires a whole dance scene, which already made Alex hard.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was his dick was sticking out of his short shorts.
I know, we all saw it.
It was tainted love.
Nobody's
wow.
dick was hanging out.
No.
Right.
It was sea dick.
Yeah, sea dick.
Cetopian
don't repeat
dick.
What I said. That was a terrible sentence. Sea dick.
Sea dick?
It's in a bubble. It's fine.
So, yes.
It's protected. It's a protected
sea. It's in a bubble
dick.
Under the sea.
This is all before
sea
Cetopians.
Or Cetopians.
Cetopians.
Sea dick.
Sea dick.
Nick, you're fired. You're removed.
Sea
you are the weakest
run.
Link.
I'm not getting
run,
paid.
Dick, run.
I'm not getting paid to be here.
Here you go.
We're not getting paid?
No.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, let's go
you
watch Godzilla.
So many times already. You, but yeah.
This is the final war.
Don't go Godzilla.
They get attacked out of nowhere, and before you know anything else that happens, it's very confusing as to what is going on at this
yeah.
point in time.
It's very confusing.
Like, these attackers, like, why?
Can we just skip all the bullshit and get to the point where they're driving cars downstairs?
Oh,
I was getting there. There are multiple chase scenes in this movie. One right after they're attacked.
And one of them did
another
doom
one
buggy.
Is later on. That's where right after
yeah.
they're attacked is the doom buggy one. The other one, he's just
the dune buggy's
his,
never seen again.
It's in the garage.
Why wouldn't
you
take the dune buggy?
Because I think
for
he
the
was just,
scene where you drive down the stairs.
Because I think he was just going somewhere, so he didn't.
He had
the
stair car.
Buggy.
It's fine.
He's probably going
he
to buy more short shorts.
Car.
The stair car is a great piece of modern 1970s equipment.
Well, while being chased by other Cetopians, the Cetopians are trying to steal. This is one thing that was never explained in the whole movie.
One thing.
There's many, but there was
I
one
actually,
big thing.
He's
there
doing
was,
yoga.
It's fine. I'm not
there
judging.
Was
Ryan's doing yoga.
DDP
right.
yoga.
It's bad.
There was
bang!
Bang. There was
DDP
one thing
yoga,
that I didn't
us.
Understand. Why were the Cetopians even trying to steal Jet Jaguar?
Because Jet Jaguar could lead them to Tokyo.
A map could lead them to
yeah,
Tokyo. Wow.
They don't have maps. They just know where this robot's being built above ground.
Tell that robot to take us.
How do they know about Jet Jaguar?
Because they picked up on his ultrasonic frequency. They could read his thoughts.
He wasn't even fully built yet.
Don't judge him because he's not done yet.
He didn't have a head until they found the shit they left there.
Yeah, seriously. Like, where the fuck?
Where's the sand?
He was built with Cetopian technology.
He was. That was probably the plan all along.
How did he already know Godzilla?
He didn't. He just met him.
Made bros with him.
They told him to summon him to defend against Megalon, who came up to defend the Cetopians, which was the main message of the movie. Was that don't do nuclear tests underground. You'll wake up the Cetopians in their underwater bubble, and they'll release their bug fish that will destroy the Earth, a.k.a. Tokyo.
Who rubs his drills together to create electricity.
Not sexual.
He was just rubbing them to show off, like scraping them together, like shing.
He was wiping off the dust. He's like, I got this.
He was creating static electricity. Because
Gigan kept doing the same thing with his hooks. He was like, shing, shing.
That's what evil monsters talk to each other. Gigan's a piece of shit.
Gigan's awesome.
He flies in, wrecks shit, and then he just leaves.
He made Godzilla bleed. Nobody makes Godzilla bleed.
Godzilla lost a lot of blood, and it was red.
Anyway, the cars go downstairs. And then what do? They go down a mountain.
Yeah.
They go down a hill.
They go down a mountain.
They go down a beach.
It was like, half the time it felt like we were watching like Vanishing Point or something like that. Just some like...
A Very Gay Bullet starring Steve McQueen's gay brother who's Japanese.
It's true.
Yeah.
And an engineer.
A lot of movies that take place in that decade, a lot of them... Well, I mean, just a lot. Like, car chases happen when there's nothing around.
Like the French Connection.
There's nothing around.
There's a lot of car chase movies.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
The 70s were full of car chase movies.
And Japan's like, well, we got all these major highways we can't shut down because people have to go there, so let's just go in this fucking cave.
Drive down these fucking stairs in the middle of the mountain.
And then when they're... When they
were ancient Roman stairs.
Right when they get to that like construction yard, because
the Roman Empire went to Japan.
They could there's in this chase scene there's a car, two cars and a motorcycle.
Where'd the motorcycle guy go?
Yeah. The motorcycle guy.
He fell over. He
jumped the car.
He jumped the car before he decided. Wait, I was supposed to be chasing him.
And then he turned around and then very slowly fell off.
Yeah, the bicycle. I was like, whoa.
And then that's the last two ever seen.
I can jump through the air over a car, but I can't drive straight.
He was chasing them, and then he fell over, and then, like, cement poured on him.
Keep in mind, when they were escaping, they drove through a building, which for the good guys was fine, but the bad guys like, oh, I'm stuck, and the motorcycle just fell over.
On top of
and
then it
was a done. Building there was nothing in.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And
a
then
hollow building.
The second they fell through that building, Megalon appeared.
Megalon was pissed.
Well, he was already summoned at that point.
It was a long process for Megalon to... Or, what's his name?
Megalon
to break out of his bubble.
Well, he had to
power up for five minutes.
Bang those things together.
Well, the thing is, if he's in the center of the Earth, he had to drill through the entire Earth.
Fuck yeah.
No, he kind of just flew.
Yeah, he flew through a hole.
He really just
kind of
went... Boop, 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 and then he's
like
on Earth.
It's like an express elevator to the top.
This is true. And, There was not even like a reasoning behind them naming the robot Jet Jaguar.
It made no sense. They were like, "That's a good name. I think so too."
Yeah, it was like, "Yep, sure.
Like, that works for me." Jet Jaguar.
That's a robot
Jet
name.
Jagger. Good job, Jet Jaguar.
But he's like, "He's not a human, so who fucking cares what we call him?"
And apparently, Jello Biafra sang his theme song.
And when they were creating him,
he did.
There was just, like, a scene of, like, science happening. Like, flashes and test tubes.
Lasers.
Electricity.
Yeah, just all sorts of weird...
Science.
Weird science.
And Jet Jaguar, his...
Whole life
sucked.
He looked
like he was built out of clay.
His face was very creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's made by... Well, that's a weird thing to say. I'm not going to say it. He was just made in a...
The weirdest part is that he had enough...
I don't know where he was going.
He had a
I have ideas of where he was going, but there's like a couple of them
I
don't know which one to choose.
The weirdest feature was the fleshlight built into his butthole.
Right.
He was made for fucking.
And that's just what they will do.
This is one of these days. Jaguar is going to get fucked by you.
Wow.
Jesus. Wow.
At Nicky Tyranno.
Yeah, at Nick Tyranno. But yeah, he ends up becoming self-aware at one point, which is bizarre enough.
I missed that part. Why? What caused the self-awareness?
Magic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bibbidi-boppity-boo.
He was just... They said that he got some sort of disruption or something when Megalon had, like, hit him, like, flicked him because he was really small.
Yeah.
Because he's the size of just, like, a human.
And yeah.
Slightly taller. And then when...
That's when he got big.
Yeah, and he got big once Megalon was already attacking Tokyo, destroying everything here and all over the place. Actually, I noticed also one kind of Godzilla staple, especially back then, was Godzilla destroying... What are those, like, Japanese houses called?
Pagodas?
Yeah, pagodas. He destroys...
Kabukis.
Kabukis. He destroys one of those in, like, every film.
Konnichiwa.
And he did in this one. I wonder how many others he does it, but I know that was, like, especially in the older movies, that was, like, a thing. He always...
Destroy that pagoda. Make sure he puts that pagoda destroying scene
They keep
in.
Rebuilding that thing, and he just keeps...
Corey, what's your best Godzilla impersonation?
My best Godzilla impersonation? Yeah. I don't know.
Let me hear it.
What's yours?
That's all I got.
Yeah, he was, like, the...
It was terrible.
I wasn't...
I'm trying to...
Godzilla in this was a little too, like, fluffy type, like...
And he kind of was around this time. They kind of, like, did...
He had, like, a big boy thing going on. Just,
well,
like...
in the first movie, he looks okay. In the original one, he looks all right.
He didn't get a lot of screen time, though.
He didn't get a lot of screen time, but he looked okay.
They shot him to make him look intimidating.
Yeah. In this one, he's more of the hero, and they definitely went for the...
Sneak attack.
They definitely went for the, like, happier...
Like, big rounded eyes.
Big rounded eyes, happier...
Godzilla's face turn.
Gojira!
Your best impression. Gojira! Right about how he was like a baby Godzilla.
Yeah, he kind of did look like a little...
like a Yoshi.
He looked a little cute, like, cutesy type, but he still had, like, some badass moments and things like that.
Like when? Like when he
flew
across
the
ground on his tail?
Yeah, he did kick somebody in the butthole. And, you know, another weird scene that I almost forgot about until looking at my notes... But,
my notes.
When that little kid got kidnapped.
Yeah.
They, like, opened the door and the kid, like, ran into the door.
He was riding around on his little baby bike.
Oh, yeah. It went, like, a mile and a half per hour.
Yeah. And they just pulled over, opened the door on him. And if he was going any faster, he would have died. That kid should have died, like, at least once or twice in this movie. When the kid and his uncle or brother or whoever were kidnapped... They were kidnapped into a shipping container, it got dropped off of the back of a truck, and Megalon flicked it with his hand, and it went flying across the fucking...
Oh, he hit a home run.
Yeah, he nailed it out of the park.
It's back, and gone!
Which Megalon
totally
time!
Died.
Which would have killed anybody in that container.
It's Megagon.
Their brains...
It
would have
been way worse than what was happening initially, which was they were trying to dump them in the
river. Wait. Of all the absurd things we just watched, you're upset because they didn't die from falling in a shipping crate?
I'm not upset. I'm just saying the kid probably should have died.
You want his kids to get murdered.
The kid should have died in the first place. We wouldn't have to watch this fucking movie.
The kid should have died when he got kidnapped when they were roughing him around in the car.
Yeah, because his family would be at the funeral instead of paying attention to fucking Megalon.
No, they would still have to deal with Jet Jaguar.
Jaguar can deal with himself.
That's their new child.
He does off screen when he puts a bullet in his head.
He's their new child.
Yeah.
He's like, I am done. The fight is over.
He never came back.
Jaguar had good run.
And I have no will to live.
And with that creepy smile on his face, just blows his brains out.
Or he just flies in the atmosphere and he burns up because he can't handle the pressure.
Dead Jaguar.
Jaguar.
But yeah, basically what happens is Jet Jaguar is told by his...
Masters.
Because the Cetopians, they...
Cetopians.
They kind of controlled Jet Jaguar for a while.
Utopia under
and
the
his
sea.
And his, like,
Cetopia
creators are able to talk
sea.
To him through supersonic, like, whistle necklace thing. Or however that worked. That was not explained.
More bullshit.
Jet Jaguar is told to go get Godzilla from Monster Island.
What else are you going to do when fucking Megalon's running around and then Gigan comes to help him out?
Okay. Yeah. Wait, can we talk how somehow Gigan and Megalon spoke the same language?
Yeah.
Well, everybody spoke the same language. They all
gesture, monster.
No, but they actually spoke.
They communicated
their mouths and with words.
Rabbit,
yeah. Except this is a 3 million year old creature
How can he speak the same language
as Gigan?
Gigan has to be like 3 million years old too, right? No, he's like some ancient
girl. This is just Gigan's like, Gigan's like flying around.
This is an important question. Tweet us in, friends. Who created the monsters in the first place?
Gigan is like a 21-year-old guy. He's just running around, just drinking, getting wasted.
Whoa.
He just turned 21. He's fucking having a good time.
Chicken or the egg, Corey?
He's making people bleed.
The monsters were created before
man. Did we create the monsters or did the monsters create us?
The monsters were created by God.
Who created us?
If the monsters were created by God.
Tweet us in.
But Megalon is a god.
Is creation real?
Corey, if someone worshipped me, I would be a god. Just because Megalon exists and he's worshipped, that makes him a god. Doesn't mean he's like a god.
He is a god.
It doesn't make him
He's the god of Zootopia.
He did not create Zootopians. They're just humans underwater.
He did create Zootopia with his drills.
The humans fell through a crack and lived in a bubble.
He molded the Zootopia.
How did he mold
hands?
A bubble? He would break a bubble with his drills.
He has drill hands. What does he create? Death. He doesn't make life.
He farted that bubble.
Oh, Ryan farted that bubble.
Dirty Corey with his stupid idea. He didn't fart a bubble where Zootopia existed.
That's actually a stink possible. That could happen.
No, they were a civilization.
Maybe that's where
he was living in a fucking cave.
That's how he got there.
Inside the bubble.
And then they prayed to him, and he came out of a fucking cave bubble.
No, they didn't pray. They interpretive danced him to life.
Yeah.
Alright, the only women in the movie dance to give Megalon life again.
Like, and me a giant raging like a boner. Swim.
That's fine, your boner can watch Megalon, that's okay.
I wasn't watching. I was watching the fleshlight in Jet Jaguar's butthole.
Wow.
Were you watching the fleshlight or just.
It was a movie, so I can't really use it.
I don't know, was there one? Corey, where's your fleshlight?
So this is what happened, how Gigan showed up. We were confused by this. This is what it says online. The Zootopians learn of Jet Jaguar's turn. As in turn to become like...
evil.
But he's destroying the Earth like they wanted.
Okay. The Zootopians take him under their command.
They send out a distress call to the Nebula M aliens from the previous film. Gigan.
Don't just accept it.
To send Gigan to the system. That's when the diamond was flashing thing.
Oh.
And then Gigan came. So Godzilla's on this journey... swimming through the ocean,
for fucking 10 years.
The thing is, though, when they showed
so Gigan comes to stop Megalon, and then they're like, "Ding dong, we're friends." Is that what they did?
They didn't come to stop Megalon. I came to join Megalon.
But the Zootopians called Gigan as a stress call because Megalon rebelled.
No.
Rebelled against their rebellion.
And became self-aware and turned on them.
Why do we keep saying he became self-aware?
Because he did.
I thought he
was commanded by the guy.
No.
When you went upstairs...
he was flying to attack
When you went upstairs, there was like 5 sentences where like they realized they couldn't control him and he became his own man.
No, that's not what happened.
He had his own will. They said, he has his own will. And then at the end of the movie, they go, he lost his will.
Well, how come he was going to attack them until they used their whistle thing on him?
He didn't have will.
So you just had a hysterical moment of willfulness?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. They
That was before then when he was
this
little.
This movie fucking sucked. Can we just, there's no point even talking about it. Don't watch this movie. Just don't.
No, it's great, because the fight scene
it's
is
not
amazing.
Even.
You love the fight
watch
scene.
Watch the fight scene on YouTube. Beat all.
The last, 30 minutes like is Nick. An entire monster brawl, and it was amazing.
There was a monster brawl.
So. Buttholes were kicked.
If you beat off like me, it'll be dangerous.
Whoa.
Shouldn't beat off to a guy can.
Well,
Megalon.
Well, if you're not going to beat off the guy again, what are you going to beat off to?
Because in Megalon, we forgot to leave out Megalon.
Humans? That's stupid.
We forgot to leave out Megalon pouncing all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Following Jaguar.
That was an extended cut.
It was the best beat
That's
off of my life.
That's the only way Megalon knew how to get to Tokyo.
But he can fly
the rest
of the movie.
He has wings.
But he doesn't know where Tokyo is. Randomly fly everywhere?
It's quicker than hopping everywhere.
All he had to do was fall fucking Jet Jaguar and then just stop when Jet Jaguar stops.
That's what he did.
No, he hopped until Jet Jaguar stopped. No, he could have flew.
Yeah, he could have.
That
would have
been faster. Do you understand?
Yes.
He wasn't going to bypass Jet Jaguar.
But he didn't know where Tokyo was.
I know, he followed
but he
Jet
could
Jaguar.
Follow him.
I know, I'm just
with
saying,
flight.
Instead of hopping around.
He's like, I'm going to hop like a fucking idiot.
It was pretty bad.
And then when Godzilla arrives, he starts going to fucking town. Because Jet Jaguar is like, they're beating the fuck out of him. They're laughing. They're like, aha!
And then Godzilla, of course, has never destroyed anything with a malicious intent in his life, decides, I'm going to help with this robot I've never met before.
The robot came to tell him, come on!
He was like, help.
Godzilla was just curious about what Jet Jaguar was. He wanted to discover what he was. Then he sees him being beat up, and he's like, well, all right.
Well, he already hates Gigan, so he's like, oh, this fucking guy again? And now he's got a friend, and they're picking on this robot who asked for my help?
They're picking on this robot.
this little baby robot, now he's huge. I don't know what's going on. I'm just a Godzilla.
That's most of the Godzilla movies. What's going on? I don't know. I'm going to shoot stuff with my...
You know, I kind of think, you know, like, think about in Japan in 1970X, right?
I'm thinking...
like, and then think about, like, today when Ang Lee's Incredible Hulk came out. Everyone's like, I'm so fucking sick of these movies. Do you think people felt like that about this movie?
Possibly.
Who... I lost your timeline there.
All right.
Ang Lee's Hulk came out and people were like, I'm sick of these movies? That was the first one.
Ang Lee's Hulk was, like, terrible.
Yes.
Right?
He
took a proud franchise and rubbed his dick all over it.
There was no other movies, though.
No, but
it's a universe.
Everybody still loves the Hulk because of the TV show.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
So like everybody loved Godzilla because of the other Godzilla movies.
Yes.
And they saw this one. I was like, now they're introducing this robot.
What would this have been? Like the 8th movie?
This was the 13th.
The 13th movie.
Out of 28. There's 28 total Godzilla movies.
And then there was this trash Jet Jaguar.
What kind of trilogy do you call that? Like, you know, like a quadrilogy? What's a 28 movie franchise?
Well, they're not really related. It's just a trilogy.
A trilogy. There we go.
You fuck off.
Get a life, man.
Damn. Well, when Godzilla comes and he starts beating some ass, he gets knocked down at one point. Jet Jaguar saves him from the grenade thingy.
It's true. He hops on that shit like some saber.
Yeah, where does Megalon's mouth grenades come from? His mouth?
Yeah.
Where do his mouth grenades come from? His mouth?
What organ? Huh? What organ?
Like, where does his lightning come from? Nick, just go with it.
Like, Cyrax plops him out. Isn't that the one with the mouth?
Cyrax.
That's the thing.
Wasn't it the mouth?
Best comedy.
Oh, it was his chest.
Yes.
Forget it then. Nothing alike.
It was a mouth chest. It's fine.
Disregard.
Mouth chest. It's all the same.
Some of us have mouth chests. Don't judge.
I want to know why multiple beings, like, fucking lit up in a blaze of fire, and that one's supposed to be, whatever, he's supposed to be a fucking bug or something. He was, like, totally on fucking fire, and then just came back.
Because they're invincible.
Yeah, because then, at one point, Godzilla was on fire, like, the costume was on fire.
Hey, guys, tweet us in, let us know what you think about fire.
Good, bad for the society? Does it benefit the human race? Does it affect monsters?
If you caught on fire, would you survive?
Honestly, I can tell you I wish there was more fire in the world.
If you were a kaiju, would it hurt? Or would you be totally cool with that?
Yeah.
You might probably be totally cool, because...
If you were a 6-foot robot, would you grow to be 18 stories tall? He was taller than that.
Can robots grow?
Yeah. How do you feel about robots growing? Tweet us at @shootsdogs.
And being the Grobot,
also known as my dick.
Tweet the Grobot.
@grobot.com.
Grobot.com,
is that a new porn site?
No, it's just a site where Alex's dick is.
Yeah, so it's a porn site.
Tweet at my dick, bro.
Yeah. Dick tweets. That's a thing you can do.
There you go.
Yeah. Tweeting my dick, bro.
Well, once they start, like, they're surrounded by fire at the one point, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
if you want to know,
Ryan,
for
help
sure.
Us out here. What was there?
The ring of fire.
Yeah. What was that?
He doesn't.
And it burns.
There you go.
That ring of fire.
And during the scene is when Megalon and Gigan are just, like, laughing maniacally.
They're sick villains.
For just, like... Like a good, like,
that's
couple
good.
Minutes.
That's good physical acting.
Hook
hands and drill wrists. They're just hanging out having fun. Assholes.
You know, there was a couple guys on the ground calling them that. What's with the hook hands over here?
Yeah, no, drill wrists is just. Pieces of shit.
I wish he had hands, but then there was only drills.
Somebody
on
made
his
run
wrists.
To Menards.
Was that a punchline or was that just coincidental?
That was the rim shot.
Hang on.
Oh.
Oh God.
I don't get that.
And lots of things confuse me right now.
Yeah. And but Godzilla and Jet Jaguar end up coming back and beating the two.
How do they do it?
They beat Gigan at first, and then he just is like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
He literally comes, shows up, and leaves.
He gets his ass beat, and he, like, just takes off. And then they pick up Megalon and throw him into the air.
Which is what you do to monsters.
And then...
Yeah. And then they...
Pull!
He pulls.
And then he shoots him with the laser blast, which Godzilla uses a laser blast.
Atomic blast.
Multiple times in this movie.
But then, that's not enough.
That's not enough. They then get him, and they... he slams him up and down on the ground.
With
like
his tail,
like,
which makes no sense.
Like three or four times.
His legs break the fall every time.
And then he picks him... Jet Jaguar picks Guy... was it Gigan up?
Megalodon.
He broke Gigan's arm.
He breaks Gigan's arm.
He does! He breaks his elbow.
Just like, yeah.
And that's what makes Gigan go, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah.
So no, that was who they threw up in the air. He broke Gigan's arm. Godzilla's like, put him up.
And then,
he shoots him up in the air. And then once Gigan gets shot, he's like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Yeah. This is too much.
And
to
then
handle.
They go grab Megalon. He slams him on the ground. Then he picks him up and holds him like...
Like
but
some Red Rover shit.
Yeah, man. With arms around his back, and Godzilla runs and then flies on his tail
and drop
like drop kick fucking from so far away.
Twice.
One more time.
It's just, it's that scene alone is worth the movie.
But that's the thing with Godzilla movies; they're so great, but there's so much boring nonsense you have to deal with.
There's so many stupid people.
Sometimes, though,
most of the time,
because
crying.
I'm gonna say a lot of those, like the early ones and the '70s ones, those have the boring parts. But once the '80s ones hit, and especially the ones in the '90s and up to 2004, where Final Wars, I think all those have good story parts.
I need to see more.
So like, Death Astoria, Space Godzilla, the Mothra redo in '90s, the Ghidorah one in the '90s, and any of the other ones, 2000, Biollante, all those, I feel like those had good human parts to them, because like, we were watching parts of Final Wars, and it's...
Well, that's absurd.
It's absurd and ridiculous, but it is entertaining.
There's
because
there's 18 monsters in a 25-second span.
Yeah, but then there's like also these like alien guys, and they're fighting these
the zillions
mutants, and they're
and
like,
zillions
like martial arts combat, and it's actually, and then you got Don Fry running around.
It's the Matrix with Godzilla in it.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic.
Godzilla-atrix.
Godzilla-atrix.
Fuck yourself.
You repeated it. It's a thing now.
Everyone just fuck yourselves.
Godzilla.
No,
I quit.
No one's fucking themselves.
I am when I get home.
Yep.
What do you got in your notes, Corey? You say it was...
I was reading a review some people posted on IMDb.
Don't do that. Wee-wee.
Jet Jaguar is great, and he really adds flavor to this film.
Close your laptop!
Stop it. Corey, you have this thing where you have to read Facebook comments.
Close the
and
laptop!
And send them to everyone you know.
No. The reviews on IMDb are always fantastic.
What's its rating overall out of 10? Like 4?
On IMDb?
Yeah.
2?
Let's see.
I'm guessing 4.
Hey, I forgot to tell you, but when we were watching it, I just posted a bunch of reviews online.
Did you title one? Here is Neo Christzilla from Norfolk, Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was you?
Obviously. Yeah,
and
obviously.
You titled it, "This movie was made for fun."
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's not my birth certificate.
Its average rating is 4.2.
Keep going. Read the rest of my comment. What else did
Monsters,
I say?
Car chases, Cetopians, oh my.
Oh.
This is Godzilla vs. Megalon, and this movie is real fun.
Oh boy.
What else did I say? Is that it?
I
posted so many, I forget.
Jun Fuduku directed this one, and he does a real great job.
A real great job.
The score is very dated, yet that only adds fun to this one.
The mouth harp was great.
For Godzilla's entrance music. The actors do an okay job, yet the script they follow is very corny. The suits all look original except for Gigan's. His looks stupid compared to the one used in Godzilla vs. Gigan.
This is a really great movie, and I listen to all the negative things I said.
And the
bus
on his chest is immobile. And then he says Jet Jaguar is great. It really adds flavor to this film.
I love Jet Jaguar.
I didn't know you loved the movie so much, man.
Well, Dega!
Read more of my reviews. I posted a lot.
read one of the This movie ones. Was filmed in 1 week, and it shows for the film seems very rushed. The movie altogether was done in a month and was only released 6 months after Godzilla vs. Gigan. All in all, this is a very watchable movie. Many fans
thought... Okay. I don't know about that.
But they are just people who agree with the Fairweather fans. Me, I love it.
Oh. Fairweather?
Advertisement?
Wait, Godzilla's like a hockey
Hold
team.
Hold on, you
put it... It's like a sports team.
We have a Godzilla Hold hipster on. Here.
Nick wrote this. He put an advertisement at the end.
Why?
Godzilla versus Megalon. C. The Robot Jaguar. Jaguar. C. Godzilla
no.
battling Megalon and Gigan. C. The Cetopians plan to rule the world. In. Godzilla versus Megalon. C.
Is that the grade he's giving it, or is
no,
that
like,
yeah,
like as in like C?
Like,
S E E.
Take action.
Or like Cetopia.
Or S I. Like
C-C.
With an accent.
Yeah. Did you also write this one as Michael Hall, Mike Cowboy 1996 at
yes,
Yahoo.com?
Obviously.
Okay. Yahoo.com. That's a ticket.
Obviously.
It's just,
was that Anthony Michael Hall?
It's just stupid
yes,
that everyone hates this one.
Yes.
I thought it was the best Godzilla in the saga.
Wow.
What
the
saga?
Only,
that's
the,
a ballsy,
the only
that's
kind
a ballsy
of people
statement.
Who don't like it are not true Godzilla fans.
Deal
There's
with that.
Nothing wrong with this one. Some people actually think that the American remake is better, but it's not. The remake is the worst. And
Whoa,
the remake really hurts the Godzilla saga. Anyways, let's talk about the plot.
Anyways.
A series of earthquakes are occurring across Tokyo. This angers underground civilization. Cetopians, well, we already know that.
I
part.
Just want to tell you how much I hate bandwagon Godzilla fans.
I'll tell you what, man. I've been watching Godzilla since I was birthed out of my mother's
yeah,
vagina
you,
in 1989.
Well, were you birthed in 1970X?
Here we go. Only thing is, here we go. This is clearly the most awesome film in the Godzilla saga.
Ooh.
You should really check it out. Although a DVD has not yet been released, you can still find a VHS copy at Amazon or another store. This is from 2007. So
yeah, I was
going to
say.
They still sold VHSs on Amazon as of 2007.
They still sell VHSs
like,
on Amazon right now.
Or you
could
just
right
go ahead and get on the fucking internet. How about that?
Yeah, download this
Some
shit.
Some people can't afford the internet, okay?
Yeah. This
so they're going to listen to this podcast.
Someone still have AOL portals, apparently.
Yeah, what's...
Hotmail.
I love
the Well, one person who said this is the worst movie ever also said that this movie was called Godzilla vs. Megaton.
I love Megaton. Where's the Megaton?
Yeah,
Megaton. There we
Megaton.
Go. There we go.
He's almost a Transformer.
But yeah, it's a very...
It's gross.
It was ridiculous, and it's like, it has its human parts that are silly. But they were very silly, and they were laughable as a group watching it.
No, that's funny.
And it was very funny to watch mm-hmm. and make fun of, and... The monster fights were absolutely out of control. And at the end, Gigan just leaves, and Megalon falls back into the crack in the earth that he came out of,
and then
Cetopians bury
just
him.
Just like Mick Jagger.
I mean, real talk, it looked like Nick choreographed those fight scenes, so...
Yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah,
they were horrendous.
They were the best things in the world.
They were like...
Like, if Nick made his awesome battle, and he made it happen in front of you.
It's like if the Karate Kid was only involved with people from the Special Olympics.
And artistic.
Well, I mean,
we all know. No, that's
did you,
offensive
maybe
to say,
you wrote this. Maybe
it.
You wrote this review about Nick's thing that his the fight scenes are very tatty and dull.
Yeah, Alex, you
oh,
shit. Tatty,
whoa.
Yeah, what is it? At shoots dogs dot
no
idiot
G spider.
G spider.
Yeah, G spider doesn't exist.
Juice spider.
Every Godzilla movie is worth watching for the fight scene.
Yeah. The 90s ones I like better than the older ones, but the older ones have their value too.
I hate people. I like
Save
monsters.
Yourself some trouble and watch porn for an hour and a half. That's my recommendation. Ass shoots dogs, tweet me.
Can it be Godzilla porn? Like parody, porn parody, Godzilla?
Ass shoots.
I mean, a qualifier. Can it be? I mean, I think you have the...
If you can find
that's
it.
That's in your jurisdiction.
If you can think of it, it's there.
Yeah, at Rule 34. If it exists, there's porn of it.
Look it up right now.
Yeah.
It's probably called This Ain't Godzilla, and it's got a man in a Barney costume.
Until sites have to pay more for faster internet, you can look up all the Godzilla porn you want. You're going to find it.
The new Godzilla movie's coming out, and to get in the mood, just watch some classic Godzilla movies. The 90s ones and the 2000s ones fare better with me, but I still like the classics ones as well. So check those out.
Let me see that. Let me see that. Go back.
Hold on.
Describe it to the viewers.
Next week.
Describe it to the viewers,
next week,
Corey.
Courtesy of Ryan, we're going to watch Baby Boy.
Nice.
I don't know anything about this movie other than that Tyrese stars in it.
If you listen, you're going to be on a watch. Oh, Baby Boy, I know all about that.
And that's about all I know is Tyrese is in it. And he's...
Yeah, he's in Transformers.
So,
Rule 34.
Up. Next week, we're watching Baby Boy. I don't know really how we're going to obtain it. It's probably on YouTube or something like that. Maybe Ryan
and
has
Potty
his own
Mouse,
personal copy on Blu-ray, Laserdisc. I don't know what he has Baby Boy on, but we will be watching it. So, for B-Movie Breakdown, I'm Corey.
Gina.
Ryan.
And our special guest.
Fuck yourselves.
And Mr. Tyranno.
Touch boobs.
Touch boobs.
That's offensive, man.
It's the best of the worst.